In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio. This is 2NM Local News.
Good morning. I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Martindale residents have asked the Privacy Commissioner to launch an investigation after having their personal information distributed twice without their permission by Muswellbrook Shire Council. In this exclusive report, Travis Winks has details on the second and biggest privacy breach by the council within the past 24 hours.
Residents reacted angrily when the Hunter Valley Newsroom revealed Muswellbrook Shire Council had published an updated development application and 36 attachments on their website 3 days earlier. They complained they hadn't been notified, as promised by council, that the time to make submissions against a proposed $33 million Greyhound retraining centre had started. We then revealed some of the documentation on the proposed $33 million Greyhound retraining centre contained personal information about some of the neighbours without their consent. This morning, we can report council then sent out a bulk email after our story, which had a spreadsheet attached, this time with private details of 680 individuals. A recall email request followed 7 minutes later, but not before it had been opened by a number of recipients. One of those, Michael Neville, says he's appalled.
A spreadsheet with over 680 people's identities and all of their information. So it's quite a significant breach of privacy.
In the Hunter Valley Newsroom, I'm Travis Winks.
A confidence boost for businesses in Singleton and surrounds this morning with news one local coal mine wants to keep operating till 2050. Hunter Valley Operations, jointly owned by Glencore and Yancoal, has just lodged a scoping document with the Commonwealth as part of the process to get an extension to their current permit to mine the north and south sites. Business Singleton President Sue Gilroy says it gives more sustainability to a large number of local jobs.
Our people are worried about the future of their employment. They are worried about the future of the employment of the next generation. So, look, I think given the announcement from BHP, you know, just recently, that put a lot of trepidation in people's minds and a little bit of fear to go, what's going to happen? But certainly I think to know that there's another big industry partner who's looking at expanding and keeping those jobs and possibly expanding on those jobs, I think is good news.
And no school for the majority of students across the Upper Hunter today, with teachers not turning up to work. Teaching staff from local public and Catholic schools instead are heading en masse down to Newcastle to participate in a march and rally at Civic Park to protest over pay and conditions. Therese Fitzgibbon, the Hunter organiser with the Independent Education Union, says this is the first time government and non-government schools have joined up to take industrial action.
The idea of joining together is just trying to get the message out there as loudly and as firmly as we can to both the state government and to Catholic employers that schools are in crisis. There are crippling staff shortages that are impacting on student learning every day, and something has to be done. The expectation can't stay on teachers and support staff in schools to carry the burden of staff shortage. At the moment, we know that teachers are regularly taking two classes at a time.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Singleton coach Mick Jarvis has praised his team after returning to the winners list last night in the Northern League One football competition. The Strikers convincingly beating the higher place West Walls End 4-0 despite missing three key players for the clash. Jarvis described the game as the best team performance of the year where everyone did their job. The win temporarily propels the Strikers from 7th to 6th spot on the ladder ahead of Cohyber FC, who they went down 1-0 against last weekend. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.